What differentiates you from the current Democratic field of U.S. Senate candidates, Elizabeth Warren and Marissa DeFranco?
The primary point is my experience. After being a federal prosecutor with the Antitrust Division and serving on President Carter's Antitrust Commission in the late 70s, I formed with another assistant U.S. attorney, a firm in Boston, and for the last 30 years, we've been providing services to clients with practical problems that demand practical solutions.
Given the millions of dollars that both Republican Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren have raised, don't you think this is primarily a two-person race?
No, I don't think so at all. As far as I remember, votes win elections, not money.
In that regard, what sort of financial war chest do you have right now, and where do you expect to raise the money to compete against those two who have already raised millions of dollars between them?
Well, first of all, let me point out to you another problem with what they've raised, in my judgment. A substantial portion of the monies that they've raised come from out of Massachusetts. I'm not sure that that's a very good precedent in the election system, but we've consistently raised monies going back to last summer, and we expect to continue to have the funds from contributions from people in Massachusetts to compete. I think that at some point, probably after the convention, the Democratic convention in June, when there's a primary battle on, then, you know, the raising of funds will be easier. And certainly it will be a lot easier when my positions are better known on the issues.
Speaking of positions, you released a statement this week with your thoughts on how to make Massachusetts a leader in wind power technology. And in your statement, you say building and maintaining wind turbines in Massachusetts would create jobs, both building and maintaining them. I can understand building, but maintaining wind turbines doesn't seem like it's very job intensive or labor intensive.
Depends on how many you have. The Metacomet range, which, as you know, runs all the way up the Connecticut River into Vermont, provides an ideal geographic setting for a substantial number of turbines to generate the electricity that area needs. And it needs it now for further economic regeneration.
The low cost of producing electricity with natural gas-fired power plants seems to have undermined to some degree the viability of wind turbines. Wouldn't it make more sense to focus on energy efficiency, for example, home insulation, the use of more energy-efficient motors, higher automobile mileage vehicles?
No, I don't think it would make more sense, but I do think that they're not mutually exclusive. Remember now, my background comes from the Antitrust Division, and I'm a competition guy. Or advocate, I should say. And there's no reason why we can't do both, and do both in a sensible, constructive way.
Now, Cape Wind has struck a deal to sell its electricity once the power station is, if it is, up and running, to a local utility. But the cost of that energy is actually higher than current fossil fuel electricity. How do you expect to overcome that?
I don't think the initial price for Cape Wind selling that energy is indicative of the long-term price necessarily at all, because if they keep with higher prices, they won't sell their products.
Well, Democratic U.S. Senate candidate James King, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.